Jacob Cardos, this is Amy.
Amy, good morning. It's David Evans.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I was just looking into giving you a call because I got the demo that you sent over yesterday, as well as the business credit report.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a question for you on the report that you pulled for NurseStat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was looking through it and I wanted to see, I couldn't find it on my own, but is there a place to show UCCs filed on the business?
No, you know what, that's one drawback we have is we don't have that right now. We're working on getting that, but
okay.
We don't have any UCC filings.
Okay, understood. Yeah, I think that in this specific example, that was something we were looking for, because with our Experian credit report, we funded this deal last month, and so we're expecting to see a UCC filed in August. Didn't show up in the Experian side, but it showed up in our TransUnion product called TLO. So
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's unfortunately one of the shortcomings of what we do. But unlike Experian and TransUnion and Dun & Bradstreet, we don't take any self-reported data.
Okay.
As far as the credit data, the trade data, it's all from third parties.
Gotcha.
So Amy Chu, you can't call up Equifax and say, I want an EFX ID, and give us, your name and your company name and, information. We don't take it from you. We'd have to take it from your banks and other creditors and everything. So I think that's a big distinction and everything.
Sure.
Outside of not having the UCC filing, is the data that you think good?
Yeah, certainly. I think that what we're looking at is a business credit report then.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's 9 pages full of, public information, as well as, information on, the business, kind of their financial,
Right.
So I think that there is a lot of valuable information here, and considering that, Pawnee, one of our biggest partners in the industry, uses you guys, they have, a lot of positive things to say about your product, so... That certainly helps give us confidence in what we're looking at here.
Yeah. Now, the business delinquency score, did you have any questions about it?
Why don't you go over that with me, since I'm looking at the report right now and see it's a 399 on this NurseStat deal.
Yeah.
What does that correlate with?
It's designed, the business delinquency score is designed to assist you to improve your risk assessment.
Okay.
Throughout the business account's life cycle. And what it is it's a predictive analytics score.
Okay.
That predicts the likelihood that you're going to be, that customer is going to be delinquent.
Okay.
Greater than 90 days over the next 12 months.
Okay.
And the score range is 101 to 662.
101 to 662, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So 101 to 662.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it tells you this on page 8.
Okay. I'm looking at the training guide, too.
Yeah. And the lower score indicates a higher risk. So they're a moderate risk, is what this is saying. And if it came up with a zero, that would indicate there's a current bankruptcy on file. And it tells you over here the reason that we gave it kind of a moderate risk is there's no real qualified financial trades present.
Okay.
But there are evidence of non-financial trades that were 60 days or greater past due within the last 5 years. And they carry kind of high balances.
Okay.
So it suggests a little bit higher risk than normal. But, this 399 is about, a little bit, call them maybe a B minus to kind of equate.
Okay.
Something to it. From the standpoint of the likelihood of their paying you late.
Uh-huh.
I think in your business, something that's very important is the business failure score.
Okay.
That, Amy, is a predictive score that tells you the likelihood of bankruptcy.
Okay.
In the next 12 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, we also on this report I sent you, I didn't know it was on here, was the business failure risk class, and it's a 2.
What is this also on page 1 of the?
Yeah. So back on page 1, it gives you the 1362 score rate.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Business failure score. See that?
Yeah. So basically, they're over. They're, you know, again, 1362 with a range of 1001 to 1610. They're kind of a moderate risk for maybe going out of business.
Uh-huh.
By the nature. And basically, it's based on, you know, their payment history, which is rather small because they don't have a lot of trade data being reported on them.
Right.
But, the business failure risk class, there are 2, so they're not likely to go out of, you know, to declare bankruptcy in the next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with your ranges that you've been providing, basically the higher the number, it means it's a more positive score. If it's a lower number, it's negative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that training guide explains a little more in a little more detail than maybe I have.
Yeah, the training guide is it's pretty useful. It has a lot of detail there and just highlights like pretty much every section to a T.
Yeah.
Okay. So in your system, just to be able to pull information on this business, you just entered like the federal tax ID and legal name, for example.
I just entered the name and address. All you need is name and city and state.
Okay.
And gotcha. I can demo that to you, and if you want to include William, I can demo that to you one day next week. I can show you how it's done.
Sure. I haven't shared this with him yet just because I did want to get a little bit of clarity from you before I spoke with him.
Yeah.
I'll definitely share this information with him today. I expect him to be in a little bit. The other thing is, when you guys spoke yesterday, did he address to you what his what he wanted as far as like the credit triggers for credit monitoring?
Yeah, he did, and I got to get somebody that wasn't here yesterday or today working on that. I think we can provide that. He explained to me a little more deeply. Basically, you're looking for when the individual's credit's been pulled.
Uh huh. Yeah, so in order to do that, like, is there any kind of setup that we need to do differently than what we do for your, standard business monitoring?
Yeah, it would be a little bit different.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is when we do this demo, we'll probably include that person on the first part of the call to talk to you about the credit marketing solution.
Mm-hmm.
And go from there.
Is there different costs associated with this service or product? Like, is it different than what you quoted me previously?
On the business monitoring, it is different. I think it's on a per account basis. I'd have to get confirmation of that.
Okay, not a problem.
It's very reasonable.
Okay.
Very reasonable. Yeah.
Awesome. So. What I can do here is I'll go ahead and just share this credit report and then also the training material that you provided to me. And then you think like next week we'll have a little bit more clarity on setting
pricing?
Up like, yeah, pricing and
yeah.
maybe setting
yeah,
up like the demo for the credit triggers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we can do that. I'll look at my calendar. I'll send you an invite.
Okay.
Give you a dial-in number and a web link to click for the demo, and we'll just show you what we can do.
Sounds good.
And you did look, and I did get a notification. You did look at the Business Connect demo. I just decided to share that with you because
thank you.
I think I asked William a question about automating the process, and he says, "Well, we've maybe thought about it and everything, but that would be a good way to, and you could do all of this." This business activity monitor. Well, you could do everything except the credit marketing solution through it.
Okay.
Through Business Connect.
And what's the credit marketing solution again?
That would be for the triggers on the individuals.
Okay. So that's kind of a separate package then?
It's a separate package. It's sold by a different... I sell commercial in the business principle reports.
Okay.
Now, have you looked at that example of the business principle report?
In your attachment, is it the one that says BCIR summary sample?
No,
or?
It says BPR.
BPR. Let me open that up right now. Okay.
You missed. Yeah.
I'm looking at it now. So this is what the credit report looks like for a consumer, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And the thing about this is it's a commercial report.
Uh huh.
That shows the consumer credit score of the guarantor, like I forget what the gentleman's name was. Oh, nurse that. And, you know, if there was not any information or if you didn't think there was enough information there on the company, a lot of my customers look at this report as a waterfall solution to give them an idea. Because if you get their personal credit score, you're going to get a pretty good idea of how well they pay their business.
Right.
Businesses and if they're a good credit risk.
Okay. So what you guys...
Pony uses this... Also.
Gotcha. And what you guys consider as the Beacon score, that's like equivalent to a FICO score in another credit bureau?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And basically what you do is, this is an old example of the report. I think it actually says FICO score on the actual report that you pull, but I can't pull them because I don't have that permissible purpose.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure you're careful about it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Just in reviewing the credit report here, where does it show, like, the different trade lines on his account? Is it, like, sections 9 or 11?
I inadvertently closed it down. Just hold on just a second.
No problem.
What am I doing here? Come on. Technology challenges me some days, Amy. Okay. These are the report highlights.
Report highlights.
Mm-hmm. This is just a sign. This is basically pretty much, and this is on page 2.
Okay. And then what number would it be next to? Little triangles, little arrows with the numbers. Which one's pointing out to, like, the trade lines on his account?
Hold on just a second. Let's see here. The summary sample.
And
right.
Promo, which probably turn forward financing.
That would be 10.
Number 10?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So number 10's pointing to 9-1, it looks like. Is that like the date of his oldest trade line or the date that it was opened?
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay.
Credit active since. Uh huh. That's the date it was opened.
All right. So SunTrust, a Sears, Wachovia. And then another question I have is see the line that says HICR and then underneath it says term.
On that business report on NurseStat?
I'm looking at the BPR sample.
The BPR sample, huh? Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right.
I don't want to talk about strategic.
Number 11, right?
Okay, so number 11 is showing his trade lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then so where it says HICR, is that like high credit or something? And then and it says term underneath?
High credit and 20,
okay.
In term. I'm sorry, I wasn't looking.
Oh, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No shotgun before the places.
Okay, and then it tells you what type of trade line it is, like WAMU or Washington Mutual is a home loan, Ford Motor is an auto loan. Mm-hmm. Any installment loans basically counts as like your auto or home. Like
yes,
mortgage.
Because it's,
Okay, and then it gives you a grand total at the bottom. Got it. Okay. Awesome. I like how you guys have the little key at the bottom that, you know, has all the numbers to kind of show you what everything correlates with.
Absolutely. This report also does an identity scan to so you can quickly identify, you know, any fraud alerts or misused socials, suspicious phone numbers, those kinds of things.
Is it
number two? It's number two on the report.
Identity scan warning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Inquiry address. So in pulling up like the personal credit, for example, same kind of thing. You provide the first and last name and then maybe the PG's home address or city and state he lives in. And that's what gets you here.
Yep.
Okay.
And you don't have to have a social, but the social helps.
Yeah. In this case, we'll have the socials for all of our individuals applying for the loan. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
a lot of time you don't even have to go past section one, especially on this particular example, because it's got, you know, serious delinquency and derogatory public records or collections.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to be out of office next week on Monday and Tuesday, but I'd be free Wednesday through Friday for another follow-up conversation and
Absolutely.
Possibly a demo. What is
you're
yours?
In San Diego.
Right.
You're in San Diego. About the same time, about 10 to 11 o'clock your time. Is that good for you?
Yeah, that would be great. Did you want to meet on Wednesday next week?
The 26th?
Yeah, I could do Wednesday.
I will send you an invite.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
All right, and am I available to, or am I able to include other people that I might want to attend this
demo? You can forward it to anybody that you want to.
Okay. And so sounds good. So what we're going to go over then is basically the business credit report, personal credit report, and possibly the credit trigger monitoring as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, sounds good. All right, thanks for reaching out today.
You're quite welcome, Amy. You have a good one.
Thank you, you too. Enjoy your weekend.
We'll talk to you next week. I'll send this to you momentarily.
All right, thank you, David.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.